Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is MedTalk, presented by HCA Midwest Health. I'm Jamie Monticelli with Dr. Stephanie Graf, who's board certified in internal medicine and hematology oncology. Today's clinical trials are tomorrow's latest treatment options for all types of cancer. And it's thanks to researchers who, through their hard work and dogged determination, that many people have access to more very specific targeted procedures, therapies, and programs for their specific types of cancer. Today, we're talking about the incredible strides being made in cancer care right here in our own backyard and the important role that clinical trials play. Dr. Graf, let's start at the beginning. How many people, listeners in our community, are affected by cancer?
So cancer is increasingly common in the United States. It's a pretty heavy burden. I think most of us know somebody that's been affected by cancer, family members, friends. In 2018, there's an estimated 1.7 million Americans diagnosed with cancer. In Kansas and Missouri, Missouri has about 35,000. Kansas is sitting at about 15,000 persons diagnosed with cancer each year. So, very common.
What exactly is a clinical trial?
So clinical trials are medical research studies. And so everything that is the current standard of care, everything that we kind of take for granted about modern medicine, started as a clinical trial. So a clinical trial is this sort of construct where we show that a new treatment is the best treatment and transition it over from being experimental to being the new standard.
Why should someone take part in a clinical trial?
You know, I think one of our common Sarah Cannon Research Institute saying is that participation in a clinical trial is the first step in fighting cancer, not the last. A clinical trial is really an opportunity to get early access to something. The care is very high level monitored. So I think it's an extra assurance that you're really getting the best. It's also very, very structured. So we don't ever compare two groups of people that one is a less than. So we can compare the current standard of care to something that we hope is better than. And so it really gives you the opportunity to maybe get exposed to something new while being guaranteed that you're not necessarily going to get something worse or less.
Why are clinical trials so important?
Again, it's the way forward. So if we stop participating in clinical trials, if we stop offering clinical trials, medicine will stay exactly like it is today. And we're not there yet. I mean, there are unfortunately still a lot of people who die from cancer treatment or from cancer itself. There is still a lot of toxicity and side effects of cancer treatment, and newer therapies may be better tolerated. We do clinical trials to look if medicines that treat nausea or pain work. So there's all different sorts of clinical trials, and I think participating is a way for us to help make it better for the future.
It's really interesting because I'm thinking about the things that maybe started with clinical trials but didn't become, you know, what percentage of things, if you know this off the top of your head, start in clinical trials and actually do become something that we use every day versus the things that you do in clinical trials that end up there being a problem somewhere along the way?
I don't know if I know the answer to that, actually. I think that, you know, lots of drugs go through early phase clinical research and do not end up being a successful strategy. A statistic that has stuck in my mind is that an average drug, by the time it's moved into a human trial, we have 8 years of data before we even test it in humans. And then the process from a first in human drug to the new standard of care, sort of FDA approval, is normally years as well. So a lot of the times a quote unquote new drug is something that we have a decade worth of experience with by the time it's hitting the shelves.
Tell us how the Sarah Cannon Cancer Institute plays a role in clinical trials locally and nationally, as I understand, make a pretty tremendous positive effect globally as well.
Yeah, so the Sarah Cannon Research Institute, Cancer Institute, obviously has a presence here in the Kansas City Metro at the Sarah Cannon Cancer Institutes across the city at Overland Park Regional, Menorah Research Medical Center, and Center Point Medical Center, but also has an impact globally and nationally. We have offices across the country. We have offices in London, and all of us are participating in clinical research trying to help advance cancer care. We've treated about 3,000 patients annually on clinical trials, and have performed over 307 first-in-human clinical trials with over 200 unique drugs. And we, Sarah Cannon Research Institute, has been a clinical trial leader and is responsible for about two-thirds of the new oncology drugs approved in the last decade. So almost everything that you're seeing as TV commercials now are Sarah Cannon drugs. And I'm really proud, you know, sitting at home with my family at night thinking I had a part of that. And it's amazing. And it's amazing, rich sort of history of our metro that we as a community have a part of that.
This has been MedTalk presented by HCA Midwest Health. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.